Good morning. We have the MS branch here from the Alnwick area. We've got Glynis Carr, and we have Richard Stamp, and we have Doug Metcalf. Good morning to you. Glynis, are you going to behave?
Good morning. Yes, I'm going to behave, Simon. Yes, I am.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Definitely, yes. I've got Doug by my side. I'll
just,
on the other.
I'll just turn that round.
Okay, there we go.
There we are. You see, she is trouble.
I am.
I'll put my glasses on. That will help there.
Yes, it does help.
It does. Right, let's have a look. Where we start. At least 100,000 people have MS in the UK, or about 125 in the Alnwick area. 50 people are diagnosed every week. And most are young people between 20 and 40. Most people live, most people with MS live at home. Therefore, best estimate, 200,000 young carers will be caring for the family member with MS. Right, for people who don't know what MS is, can you let us know how it affects you?
Well, MS is obviously it's a neurological disease, and everybody is different. There are no two people the same. It can affect anybody from walk and pain, sensory problems, anything. It can be totally unique, and it hits people when they're very young, and that's what's so cruel about it. It's a very cruel disease, and unfortunately at this time there is no cure or anything. It's just palliative care and things like that. I don't know whether you've got Richard, our welfare, whether you've got anything else that you could say.
Yes, the thing is, I mean, what multiple sclerosis actually is, nobody knows why, but in some people the insulating lining of the nervous system tends to break down.
Right.
And that causes a micro short circuit in the nervous system. It's just like, you know, perished wires and that kind of thing in a house. That causes scar tissue as it repairs itself, and that impairs the function of the nervous system. And this can happen anywhere. It can affect your sight, it can affect your balance, it can affect how you move your legs or your arms, it can affect your memory. But it's very random, and it can get worse and then get better. And there are three different kinds of MS. There's what's called relapsing remitting, which means you have a bad patch and then it gets better, and then weeks, months, years later you might have another one, and then it gets better. The second kind is called secondary progressive, which is mainly for older people. They've been through the relapsing and remitting phase, and then things just don't start to get better. Right? Secondary progressive is basically when you don't get the recovery in between bad episodes. The third kind is the really cruel kind, which affects young people. It's called primary progressive, in which people are affected and it just gets steadily worse.
Right. You're a sufferer, aren't you, Glynis?
I certainly am.
When you first found out about it, how did you cope with it?
I was ignorant, actually. I didn't know what MS meant. I was totally ignorant. It was my friends that looked up. I started off with optic neuritis, which is obviously pain and optic nerve, and blindness. And I was totally ignorant about it, and that went away. And when I was diagnosed, well, I wasn't really diagnosed. I just went to the doctors one day saying I had problems walking. And they said, well, you do know you've got MS. And I didn't know, but I just got on with my life.
I have to say, Mink, this is the second time I've met you, and you're very, very cheery.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Simon. Well, I think you've got to be, because I think one door closes and hopefully another door opens.
I suppose it's come to terms with it and living it, and rather than it let you get you down, just live with it.
Well, you've got to live with it, and there are a lot of people worse off than myself. Yeah. And I think I class myself as being very lucky. And I find myself, I'm very lucky that I'm with the MS branch, and I've got a great team of people that I work with on the committee, and that helps me cope. And that's, as I say, one door closes but another door opens. But when I was first diagnosed, as I say, I just got on with my life. I didn't say, oh my God, I've got to sit down and stop doing this and stop doing that. I didn't. I just carried on doing what I wanted to do. And that was it. I just never ever think, oh gosh, I've got MS. I'm a normal person, unfortunately, which who has MS.
Yeah.
I'm totally normal like everybody else out in the world, but unfortunately I have this tag that says I have multiple sclerosis, and that's all. I find myself no different to anybody else.
Right, now you're all members of the, I'll get this right. I was saying M&S before. I've lost where I am.
Or M&M's.
Right. The Anakin District MS branch.
Yeah.
How long have you been going?
We've been going for over 30 years. We have. It was started off with Joan Pringle many, many years ago and Marjorie Jeffries.
Right.
Joan Pringle, unfortunately, has passed away now, but Marjorie is still alive. Yeah. And that's how it was started off.
And how many members?
We have about, 65 or something? Yeah, about 65.
On a good day,
65, yeah. We have about 65 members.
And you've got a committee, but you're always looking for volunteers, is that right?
We're always looking for volunteers. You can do anything. You can just, you know, be there to help us, to bring awareness to people that to bring awareness that MS is out there, and that the branch is here to help people. We're solely here to help people, and that's what we try to do. And so volunteers can do anything, like, you know, just help in fundraising, you know, secretarial, or, you know, any sort of work, any little work that they feel like they want to contribute. There's no pressure. We don't force people. They can do anything they like.
Two MS nurses, rehab, physio, etc. Can you just explain to people what that's all about?
Well, we have two nurses. First one, Jane Metcalf. Actually, we're quite proud. I think the Anick branch should be quite proud, because Jane was our first MS branch. Our MS nurse. And she was the first MS nurse for Anick area. And the Anick branch actually helped Jane to get started and things like that, and we supported Jane financially to get various bits of equipment. But Jane's there, she's point of contact, and if you have any problems, you ring her up and she will point you or signpost you in the correct direction, the right direction, as well as what Richard does is welfare as well.
And there is a contact number?
Yes, there is a contact number.
Have you got it?
I've got one here as well.
07581
460207.
Same as I've got.
Good.
Doug, I'm not going to leave you out. What is your role with the MS Society in Anick?
Well, I'm treasurer. I've been on the committee for about 3 years.
Right.
joined the branch, I suppose, about 5 years ago, because my wife's got MS.
Right.
And she's got what's probably called secondary progressive. She got it about 25 years ago when she was in her late 30s, and she got one bad attack, and then everything seemed to be more or less all right for about another 10 to 15 years, and then it just deteriorated. So we thought it might be just worth contacting the local branch, probably about 6 years ago, came just to see what support there was, if, you know, anything that would help. So we started coming along to branch meetings and just got involved from there.
As sufferers, you obviously suffer from Glynis and your wife. Does the team offer support to the likes of yourself, because you're not suffering, but your wife is, and how do you cope with it?
I probably don't cope with it as well as I should, because I suppose I'm classified as a carer. I've got the sort of conflict between really wanting to lead what would be a normal life, and then I've got the restrictions of put on by the fact my wife's got MS. Most people seem to think I do a reasonable job.
Yeah.
I suspect within myself I don't find it always that easy. I suppose the branch just offers social side.
Yeah, and that does help you out, does it?
Yeah. It's just nice to, well, not say to mix with people in the same situation, say it's nice to mix with people, but it's nice to be aware that there's people in the same situation, and you don't feel isolated.
How often do you meet?
Branch meetings about every 2 months.
And then we have our drop-in. Our drop-in, it cost us.
On the first Thursday
of the month.
Which will be this Thursday.
So anybody out there, more than welcome to come along for a coffee and a chat at Costa Coffee Shop. You're more than welcome. We're out there and we're always there to help and have a listening ear.
Is there anything that we haven't covered? Because I've still got a little bit here to go through. Anything that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about?
I was going to say it
affects both Doug and me. Money. We do get asked for grants from time to time. I mean, one of the things about MS is that you need things like stair lifts and scooters and wheelchairs and that kind of thing, and they all cost.
Yes,
they're not always readily available.
Yeah,
and we do have funds. If people want to, you know, need that kind of thing and need to apply, then we're always open to them, you know, contacting us, and we'll always treat their applications in strictly confidence.
Right. I have to be honest, until Yvonne came to me, I didn't realise there was an Anakin District MS branch. I mean, yeah, you know, you've got Macmillan, you've got various, all these elements that I did mention off air that people suffer with. I knew there was obviously Macmillan. I didn't know there was a local branch for people who suffer with MS, and I think it's a great thing that there's volunteers, and obviously Glynis gets involved, who is a sufferer. We have Doug's wife who's a sufferer. It's great when this we can put this out to the listeners that actually if there's problems, we've got an MS branch within the Alnwick area. If you want to become a member, how much does it cost?
£5 once a year, and you can either be a branch member or a national member. It's entirely up to you. A branch member, you get your newsletter, you can come. Well, you don't even have to be a member if you want to get involved, but if you want to, you know, pay your £5, it's £5 to the branch, and that's all it costs once a year.
And as it says in my notes here, this is the beginning of MS Week, is that right?
It certainly is. This is MS Week, and obviously, hopefully, MS Week starts today, and this is why we're on the air, and this is why we're on the air with you, Simon. That's great. You're welcome.
This is the Glynis Carr Show on Ryan Hot Radio, 107.3 FM.
Could I just ask something,
yes,
Simon?
Yes, you can.
It was just about the grants, because the MS Society head office puts limits on, it's rather like social security benefits.
Blame the government. Never said that.
If you've got more than £16,000 in savings, unfortunately, for a regular grant, we can't offer anything. But anything up to that, depending on what you want, we can offer grants, and we may ask for a contribution towards it.
Yeah.
But that would depend on each individual case. If it's for and that would be for something like perhaps wanting to convert a bathroom for disabled access, grab rails, etc. If something such as a short break or activity grant, apparently you can have up to £23,000 in savings. I don't know why there's a difference, but head office decides these things.
£23,000 for a poly, where they're going.
Well, that's up. Well, if you've got that in savings, then you can't have a grant afterwards.
I see, yes.
But up till then, you can get some sort of grant. And if you've already booked anything or bought something, we can't pay. It's got to be. You've got to apply and tell us what you want.
Yes.
And then we go through the process. It's not retrospective.
That's correct.
Like I've just said, it is the start of MS Week. You have a website. It's never too late to get involved or to donate. Would you like to read out the website? Anybody?
Yes. Okay. You've got it there.
Just take my glasses off. I'll put them back.
I know you feel it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. It's www.mssociety.org.uk. But if you haven't got that, if you just type in MS Society or Google it, it'll come up instantly.
Is that a national one? Not a regional?
There's it's just one national.
Do you have a regional one? Do you have one for Anik?
There's branch websites within the main.
Right, so that'll just take
one.
You to that.
Yeah.
The number that we gave out before, have you got a landline number for the MS Society in Anik?
No, it's just
that mobile number, yeah. Which is the one we gave out before.
Yeah, which is 07581 460 207. And if you're worried about the cost of phoning a mobile, you don't have to, because I will phone you back and bear the cost at our end.
That's so kind. I think we've covered as much as we can. It certainly opened my eyes, and I know that you get through a lot of work. the 65 to 70 members, it's great. What you're doing, what you can offer people, you've certainly opened my eyes, because yes, I'd heard of MS, but I didn't realise, like I said, there was a local branch, and I didn't realise what you can actually offer people, i.e. the aids, like the chairs and such things like that, and the bathrooms and other things there. So fantastic, thank you for coming in.
Thank you to
Glynis.
Thank you, Simon.
And to Richard.
Thank you.
And to Doug.
Thank you.
I'll give you the number again for the MS Society, 07 58 14 60 207. Any information, as Richard said, he will ring you back if you're worried about the cost of the call. Brilliant.
Can I just say, sorry,
you certainly,
Simon,
can.
Of course, obviously with MS Week, it's also cake break. So everybody can get baking cakes, just have somebody in for a coffee, give them a slice of cake, biscuits, or whatever you want to do, and give a donation, and that would be great. Donation to the branch or donation to National Centre. That's what we're doing. And in June, with the help of the Annick Playhouse, we're having a cake break there.
Yes.
And we're going to be supplying delicious, lovely cakes. So everyone, please come along to Annick Playhouse in June. We'll be advertising it shortly, and have your cake and coffee, and we'll have a great time.
Brilliant.
Look forward to seeing you all there.
Brilliant. And the drop-in, as we did mention, is the first Thursday of every month. It costs us 11 till 1pm. Just for coffee or a chat, or even evening meetings, are varied from wine and cheese.
I know.
Can't say fair on that.
You cannot.
Thank you very much.